It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
We're going to start in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls taking on the Dallas Mavericks tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's ESPN. And then we're going to go to Sunday.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Sunday, OKC, they've been playing good as of late because they got their two stars back, and they take a trip to play the Cleveland Cavs. That's going to be ABC at 2:30. What are your thoughts there, Matt?
That'd be good, Joe. That'd be fun. I'm glad that they're healthy, and it looks like the Cavs are healthy. That'd be a good game, and the Cavs seem to be coming into their own now. I still think they're a work in progress. I actually got an NBA question for you. LaMarcus Aldridge getting hurt, do they fall out? Because I don't think by the All-Star break, I don't think the Trailblazers will be at a 1-8 seed with LaMarcus Aldridge.
Ooh,
I
would
think they are able to stay.
Yeah, I think they stick in the top eight, but also your boy Nick Batum got hurt, and that's going to be another blow to them. I know he's not the best player out there, but the cohesion that they have in that starting lineup and those guys that used to playing together, they're going to take some hits, but the biggest blow, of course, is LaMarcus Aldridge. But I would expect them to stay in the top eight.
The reason I say, Joe, is – The eight seed to the second seed is like two games. You know, it's so tight right there. It's not like the East where you have seven games or something. It's just they lose three in a row, four in a row, that they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Moving on to tomorrow, you got the Arkansas Razorbacks taking on Missouri Tigers, ESPN2. That's at 1 o'clock.
ESPN what?
ESPN2, and it's at 1. And then of course.
He said it's at one.
It's at Uno.
Yeah, and then, of course, on Sunday, we talked about it earlier, the Pro Bowl. It's ESPN 7 p.m., and that is Sunday. So make sure you watch just a little bit of it. It's like an all-star game. Now, it's like fantasy football that you actually get to see on the field. So think about it that way.
Yep.
I think they should go flag football for the Pro Bowl. They should. I think that would be cool. Trying to grab their flags, that would be fun.
They've done that
and
before.
The Patriots players have shorter flags.
Either shorter flags or they would be attached to where they wouldn't come off.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so my pick is tomorrow. It's the Senior Bowl, and that's going to be
– I was thinking if you were going to go that way.
Yeah, NFL Network, 3 p.m. So check that out. Some of the guys that are going to be entering the draft coming up. And football season is winding down altogether, so let's get our fill while it's still here.